one time while I was praying, I just felt the Lord said to me, take ultrasound out mobily into the world to the women out there and show them their babies. And it, of course, I knew it was a word from the Lord because it was non-threatening, it wasn't in your face, it was just a wonderful service to provide to women.
Today on In Context, Steve and Sylvia Slifko. Steve and Sylvia, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Now, Steve, you had an interesting career prior to your interesting career right now. Tell folks a little bit about what you did and what you're doing now.
I got into building in 1968, building apartments, and then it went into homes and then condominiums. And I didn't know the Lord then, but God blessed everything that we did, even though I didn't know Him. And now that I know Him since 91, February 6th, I live my life for Him, or I try to. You know, I know who to go to. Mm-hmm. All my heroes have died over the years, you know, the policemen, the presidents, and everything like that. But when I found Jesus, you know, He'll never let me down.
So after a career of building, you moved into a dream.
Yes, called Buffalo.
Buffalo. What, yep. What kind of person dreams about raising buffalo?
A crazy person.
A crazy person. I like him.
A cowboy wannabe.
Ah, okay. Okay, so tell us about your little buffalo enterprise.
Okay, well, we started about 9 years ago with 22 buffalo. Now we got, I think, I'm pretty sure we have the largest herd in Ohio, about 300. And we sell the meat to health-conscious individuals and businesses. It's absolutely the most healthiest meat out there, even more so than sockeye salmon or skinless chicken.
And if somebody wanted to find out about your buffalo farm, they can go to your website, which we'll have on In Context. And on our website, we'll have a link to it.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit about your place, because I got the privilege of seeing it, and I was blown away.
It's just 240 acres of rolling hills that God just shaped just beautifully. Wherever you stand on the property, there's a different view. It's not flat. It's really gentle rolling. We have a couple ponds on it. And we have, I think, about 18 horses, 300 buffalo, and 25 chickens.
And those buffalo are real tame, right? You can walk right up to them and pet them.
Not really. You never turn your back on a buffalo.
You told me the story of buffalo being like man. Share that with our friends.
Well, the baby buffaloes, when they're born, after they're a couple months old, we inoculate them, you know, for disease and to keep them healthy, and we deworm them. So they run away from us so fast that they hit the gates and everything, the steel gates. Sometimes they knock themselves off. We had a couple that killed themselves doing it. They don't understand.
And they're strong. They're huge.
They're strong. They don't understand. We're trying to help them.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to keep them healthy. And that's what the Lord does to us. You know, he wants to keep us healthy, but we constantly resist his hand.
And sin is a strong, compelling thing. Yep. And
Amen.
we run toward it, don't we?
We know what to do. We read about him in the Bible. We pray, and he answers. But we still want to do things our way.
Now, Sylvia, you had to go along with this ride, with this crazy husband of yours, cashing in, buying this land, and raising buffalo. What's that like?
Well, actually, I love it. And part of it was probably my idea, not the buffalo part, but I wanted to move out where we had some land and, you know, could just enjoy God's nature. And the buffalo part came with it. That was the little part that Steve added. Oh, by the way, we're going to do this. But really, I do love it. I love living out here. I like the animals. I agree they're dangerous, and we try to be cautious. But other than that, it's very, very much God's gift to us, I truly believe.
In the Christian world, we talk a lot about second half, halftime, men and women, couples who get to a point in life, and they make some dramatic changes. Steve, you made a business change, but Sylvia, you got into something that is extraordinary. Tell us a little bit about this chapter of your life.
Well, prior even to moving here, I was involved in pro-life work, starting a crisis pregnancy center, actually two of them, and God just laid that on my heart that I was to help the unborn and their moms, and went along a lot of years just doing the typical things that we do in pregnancy centers. But I was always praying and asking the Lord, especially I spent a whole season praying, saying, Lord, is there anything more we can do? Is there any way to reach the abortion-minded woman more than we are? Because there were so many abortions going on, and, you know, even though we were reaching some women, it didn't seem like we were doing much of a dent into it. So one time while I was praying, I just felt the Lord said to me, take ultrasound out mobily into the world to the women out there and show them their babies.
Hmm.
And it, of course, I knew it was a word from the Lord because it was non-threatening. It wasn't in your face. It was just a wonderful service to provide to women.
You know, so often we think of the abortion versus pro-life as argumentative and vitriolic and always screaming and yelling at one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both passionate. Those of us who are pro-life are passionate that this is the sanctity of life. Those who are pro-abortion, pro-choice, are angry because they have a right.
Mm-hmm.
And your approach is very different.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
What do you do with this? How do you take ultrasound out to the community?
Well, that was my question
when
it started. And, you know, there were several ideas. What kind of vehicle? What do you do? So we actually what we've come up with is RV, which I say stands for rescue vehicle. an RV, a motorhome that has, you know, the living area where you can sit and talk to the women, and then the bedroom where we have our exam room where we do the ultrasound.
So how do you position these RVs, and what do you do with them?
We take them out into the community wherever we feel we can reach abortion-minded women. And so we've done many things over the last couple years. We go to college campuses, and because it's mobile, we go to two places every day. We've been going to inner-city strip malls and just parking in the malls and waiting, you know, for women. We have appointments also. And, of course, the one that came right with the whole answer to prayer was to go to the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And in our city, we have several and two now. And we can park right on the street in front of the abortion clinics and be there when the women go in and out.
Have you faced any opposition?
No, actually, we haven't. Even at the abortion clinic, the most that happened was the first day we were there, they came out and asked who we were. And we told them who we were, and they wanted to know if we had a licensed sonographer, which we did. And so know that we just, wherever we go, there's not been opposition. A little bit on one college campus, but it didn't last long. It was just a couple people that I guess wanted to have their little say about it. But overall, it's very well accepted because it is just a neutral service that we're performing. I say neutral to them.
It isn't
neutral in our hearts and what we do.
Right. So a young woman is walking perhaps to find out about an abortion clinic to investigate cost and what it's like, and they see your RV there. What happens if they decide to step foot in that RV?
Well, they come on and we talk to them. We do an intake and just talk to them where they are, what they're planning to do. If they're at the abortion clinic, we already know what they're planning to do.
Right.
And then we say, would you like to see an ultrasound? And they do. And we just show them the baby on the ultrasound. We have a great sonographer. And she points out the little feet, the little hands, if the baby's yawning, sucking its thumb. And I always say, you know, for years in the pregnancy centers, we always show pictures to women of babies. You know, here's a baby at 3 months, you know, 3 weeks, whatever. I mean, 6 weeks. But then now we show them their baby.
And that
makes a world of difference because they bond. It's just that it's that motherly instinct. They bond if they see their baby. And I've got to tell you a neat story, if I can, about, I think it was 2.5 weeks ago, we were at the abortion clinic, and we pass out material as people go in. They can or they can take it, and they may not take it. But a couple of guys took it as they were going in with their girlfriends. And a little bit later, a guy came out and walked to the RV, and the woman was kind of behind him reluctantly. Mm. He came up and just said, can we have an ultrasound? And they said, of course. So they came in, did the ultrasound. They were actually in the clinic waiting for their call to have their abortion. And the guy said to his girlfriend, how about just going out? Let's just go out and see the baby. Let's just go out and have this ultrasound.
Wow.
So they did, and they decided to keep the baby. Well, in the meantime, another couple was in there, and that guy heard the other guy say, let's go out to the RV.
Huh.
So he said to his girlfriend, do you want to go out too? And she said, okay. So they came out. She was a little more willing because they were both going to have the abortion, but they still were never. They were hoping there was some other way.
Wow.
And both of those couples kept their babies.
Amazing.
And then that happened again this week with one girl. So.
I know you keep some records. Year to date, how many young women have you seen? And how many perhaps have chosen to keep their babies?
Well, we've done ultrasounds on over 300 this year. And we have probably a little over 100 that are keeping their babies. And I have to qualify that by saying that of the 300, lots of times we don't know when a woman comes on board what her intentions are. So I'm talking about, if we're talking just women that were abortion-minded, they were planning to have an abortion or being strongly pulled toward it, our percentages are about 80%
Wow.
of those women. But we do a lot more ultrasounds than that. But, you know, we don't really care because we feel like this is the way to change our culture.
Yes.
Let every lady see her baby.
Yes.
You know, and as long as we're out there and can do that, that just confirms life with another person. So.
We're talking today on In Context to Steve and Sylvia Slifko. Sylvia, tell us the name of the ministry.
Okay, the name of the ministry is Image Clear Ultrasound National. Image Clear Ultrasound really stands for the letters ICU. I see you with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a generic name. It doesn't really mean any particular kind of ultrasound. It's just the name of the ministry.
Right. And how many RVs do you have going right now?
Right now there's seven, and they're in different states. We have two in Ohio, one in New York, one in Virginia, one in Florida, and one in California. Oh, and one in North Carolina. And then I think there's three more ready to start.
There's a businessman or a businesswoman listening to you and me talk right now who has resources, and they say, you know, I'd like to find out what this is about. What would it cost an individual to outfit an RV with the ultrasound and a staff woman to put one of these on the road?
Well, to actually get one up and running on the road, it depends on what kind of an RV you buy, and they range in price. The first one we bought was only $5,000. But if you're talking fairly new, you're talking, we say, probably about $30,000, $35,000. That's not brand new.
Right.
That's one with low mileage that's been used a little bit for the vehicle itself. The ultrasound machines, the kind we use, are they're not the 3D, 4D, very expensive ones. If you're just talking a medium-grade one, which is fine for what we use, we're talking about $25,000. And then the staff, it just depends. We use a full-time license ultrasonographer. So you're going to pay more for that kind of professional. But nurses, anyone in the nursing field or anyone that's done some kind of medical, can be trained to be a sonographer.
Mm-hmm.
So that can vary anywhere from how long you're out, from, you know, $25,000 to $50,000 a year for the salary.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of variables in there.
Right. But for less than $100,000, it'd be fairly reasonable to outfit one of these RVs to find the staff. Obviously, there's got to be some men and women with this background who could volunteer.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. And we started with our sonographer. She volunteered her Saturdays and Tuesdays for a year.
How would a person who is a radiologist or a nurse or a practitioner that, you know, they could do this with very little training, how would they find out about helping you?
Well, they could get in touch with us, and we would love to talk to them. www.mobileultrasound.org or a phone number, which is 877-ICU-NATAL, N-A-T-L. So I-C-U-N-A-T-L.
So you started this as a response to what you believe God was leading. You have seven RVs on the road now. You want this to be national?
Yes.
So how are you going to get there?
Well, we just need to help people who want to do this. Now, we're finding that pregnancy centers are our biggest source of groups that, you know, they're excited about this and want to be able to do it. There's also some Right to Life groups, and there's just individuals that are involved in ministry that have shown an interest.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be able to help these people that want to do it, whether group or individual, be able to afford to do it. And we've already discussed cost, and so just some funding would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have some funding available. We're fairly new at this. It's only been a couple years, but we're finding so many centers that they had just a little bit more funds, they could swing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really what we're looking at, is our mission is to have this become a national fleet. We call it the Fleet for Little Feet across the United States, where we're just parked. People notice what we look like. They come up, and they have their ultrasound free of charge.
Have you targeted some major cities that perhaps have higher abortion percentage?
Yes, we have. Right now we're praying about Philadelphia and Atlanta. Pittsburgh is in the process of doing it. We've talked to centers in California and the Los Angeles areas looking into possibly mobile. So, yes, there are cities which have much more. Miami's another one, which we would love to target.
Mm-hmm.
Even Cleveland, Ohio, which is close to us, we're looking into a unit there.
I'm wondering, too, if someone's listening to us today who perhaps owns a RV company or perhaps is in the ultrasound industry, and that man or woman knows Christ, may need to step up to the plate and come alongside and help you.
Oh, that would be
fabulous.
And Dr. Easy, what I like about it, this ministry is it's going out to the people, just like Jesus did. He didn't just stay in a building and people come to him. He went out, you know, where the people are.
And I'm glad Steve mentioned that, because I neglected to say that one thing we do is not just provide the mobile ultrasound, but we provide them with the gospel. So every person that comes on board hears the gospel, hears the message, hears a witness as to what it's meant in our lives and why we're there, and has the opportunity to respond to that gospel. And last year we prayed that as many people that would save their babies physically would be saved for eternity, and God answered that prayer even more than the babies. So last year there were 170-some babies saved and over 180 professions of faith.
Wow.
And then we try to plug them into our Center for Bible Study and other places where they can grow.
And that's just with this one mobile unit. That doesn't include the other six or seven.
Really? Just the one?
Just the one.
We're only talking about one.
Wow.
When I give you statistics. We're trying to gather them from around the United States, but haven't quite got that accomplished yet.
Now, this would seem to be for a crisis pregnancy center, CPC, or an assist ministry, this would seem to be a lot more efficient than trying to keep a facility and a building and bring people there and all the intimidation factor of going to a location. Here's an RV across the street.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. We take it right to their community, right where they are, wherever they need us to be, we can be there. And it is more economical because you don't have the building, the rent. Yes, you have an RV, but really they're not much more than a car in upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people think that they're more than that, but they aren't. And you can be all over the place.
Right, right. So. I'm thinking also as a pastor, this would be an extraordinary sanctity of life emphasis for a church. Yes. For a church to come alongside and say, hey, this year we're going to donate $20,000 or $50,000 to ICU National, and we're going to come alongside in a very hands-on way to help that young woman make that decision. Now, there's someone listening to us, and she's scared to death to step inside that RV.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to coax her in?
Well, first of all, the RV, I think, itself looks very attractive. And when they come to the door, the women that work there that are counselors, there's usually one counselor and then the sonographer, they love these women. That's all I can say. And this is true of crisis pregnancy centers across the United States. They love these women, even if their decision isn't what we would want it to be. So when they come in, they all make this comment: we feel so cozy and warm here, and you guys are so nice to us. And they even bring their friends in because they just feel like it's such a nice, warm atmosphere because Jesus is there. That's the draw. Sometimes they come and they're hesitant. They just look in the door, and we invite them in, and you know. And then once they get in there, they're comfortable. And lots of times they make appointments because they think that we perform abortions. They think somehow this will help them in their abortion decision, because lots of times they want to know how far they are along they are, so they know what the price of the abortion would be. And they want to know, like, when did they get pregnant. They call us also because they see us as very neutral, and so they're just going for this ultrasound to help them for whatever reason they think they need.
Well, I again want to applaud you for the compassion, because too often I think in the fight of policy, which, again, I'm staunchly pro-life, but in the fight of policy, we forget more often than not a teenage girl who's scared to death, and she sees people yelling around an abortion clinic, perhaps, and here's it's a beautiful RV. If you go to the website, you'll see a gorgeous picture of the RV that is inviting, and it's, maybe I can learn something over there.
That's exactly right. I had a friend tell me once who had an abortion that said, Sylvia, if there had been one person, just one person outside that clinic that would have told me not to do it, I wouldn't have done it. And so that tells you that lots of times people are there, but they just see that as a fight. They don't see that as someone that says, you don't have to do this.
And there's not an incentive for an abortion clinic to discourage a person from having an abortion.
No.
As to the pro-life movement, at least consider the option that you could have this baby. You know, as a parent of three of our four kids are adopted. And so we have obviously an extraordinary compassion for these young women who've had children they could not raise. But it's also our family. You know, we wouldn't have had these three great kids had those birth moms chosen to abort those children, to which we tell our adopted kids all the time, and say, you know, your mom chose life.
That's right.
And looking at you as my daughters and my son is, I can't imagine not having them in my life. So
right. Absolutely.
Steve and Sylvia, what does this do to a marriage? You got a buffalo farmer and a woman out trying to help women not have abortions and come to know Christ. How does this work in a marriage?
We're always busy, but we help each other. You know, I just can't picture somebody being retired and not being busy. I mean, I tried it one time for like a week, and I was just going up a wall.
Actually, you were driving Sylvia crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
She said, do something.
In fact, it was like maybe 20 years ago, I was down to like two houses to build, and I'd be finished with all my calls and everything by 9:30 in the morning, so I'd be around the house, and it wasn't good. It
wasn't pleasant.
No.
I would like to say in answer to that that really we've been married 43 years, that we work together. I mean, the buffalo are not my thing, but I do help Steve wherever he needs help with the buffalo. I don't round him up, but, you know, whatever he needs with sales and that. And Steve helps me with the RV. He drove it when it was just a new idea that nobody knew anything about. Steve drove that RV around for me, and I went with the sonographer. It was the three of us for probably 6 or 7 months. So, and he backed that RV out on a slopey, dangerous hill, and he didn't even know what he was doing in the dead of winter. So, you know, and he was my hero to think that he would go out and do that for me. And he still does. You know, he still does whatever I need him to do for that. So.
When did you start the ministry?
Actually, ICU started in late 03. God sort of gave me this kind of vision for it. I don't want to call it a vision, but, you know, gave me an idea for this. And it took 9 months. So we were out on the road 9 months later in July of 04. Okay. So it started part-time 04 into 05, and we've been full-time since middle of 05.
Well, that's pretty extraordinary growth from 2004 to today to have seven of these on the ground. Let's talk some real nuts and bolts for a moment. If someone's interested in driving or volunteering, do they need special permits, special licenses?
No, actually, that's a surprising thing. You don't, not to drive an RV. You know, it's just sort of... what do I want to call it? Domestic vehicle.
Big van, big van. Uh-huh.
So it's just a big van, so you don't. But, you know, you have to be insurable, so you want someone that has a safe driving record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lots of times school bus drivers, ladies that drive the school bus would do it, but they had a limited time that they could do that. So actually, Steve drove it for a while, then one of our pastors drove it here and there when we needed him. Now the sonographer drives it. Steve taught her how, and she drives it all over, even out of state.
Dr. Easy, the ironic thing is when we first got it, I had somebody else drive it because it was like 32 foot long, and it intimidated me. And I thought, well, you know, as we took it around different places to get repaired, and then one time this guy couldn't show up, so I had to drive it. And I was amazed. There was nothing to it. Yeah. I mean, it was just...
If you can drive an SUV, you can drive a motorhome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve and Sylvia Slifko today on In Context. God bless you guys so much. What a delight to talk to you. And thanks for how God is using you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Wow, that's really remarkable to hear them talk about the ministry that has occurred and just about the burden that God placed on their heart with that whole ministry. That's amazing. And in fact, on our website at incontextradio.org, there is a link to the Slifko's website. You can find out more about their ministry. That's also where you can enter our Word of the Day. And our Word of the Day is the word for the piece of the equipment that they have in their mobile RV, which is, can I say it here? I guess I can. It's the word ultrasound. So if you are interested in winning the grand prize in our 5 days of Christmas contest, go to our website and type in the word ultrasound. And at the end of the day today, we're going to draw a winner's name, and that person is going to win all of the prizes we've already given away this week, plus a weekend for two at an upcoming Family Life Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference in a location of your choice. Details, again, are on our website, incontextradio.org. And you can check back over the weekend and see if you were the winner. And we hope you do have a great weekend and hope you can be back with us on Monday when we're going to begin a series of messages about Christmas. That's Monday on In Context with Michael Easley.